WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The suspect accused of staging a deadly attack on Minnesota state lawmakers over the weekend has now been apprehended. Police say they spotted Vance Bolter on a trail camera last night and that he surrendered peacefully a few hours afterwards. ABC's Faith Abube is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota with the latest.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle along with No Kings flyers and writings mentioning the names of the victims and some abortion providers, along with other Democratic lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Bolter allegedly shot and killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday, and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during a separate attack. More missile strikes in Israel as Iran continues to retaliate following last week's major Israeli strike on the country's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Authorities have found the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin legislators had to leave their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. He was caught in Green Isle, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. Meanwhile, thousands of people took to State Street and the Capitol Square as part of the No Kings protests nationwide. Madison's demonstration had about 15,000 people pushing back against the Trump administration. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock was here in Madison.
We are red, yellow, brown, black, and white. We are straight, gay, transgender. We are all of those things. We are rich and we are poor. We are young and we are old. But we have one message: no kings in America.
Madison police say this was a peaceful protest. Three people were arrested for spray painting the law enforcement memorial. Police say other attendees reported it and asked police to intervene because they wanted the whole event to stay calm. A business on State Street was also vandalized with spray paint. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers conquer the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for Megill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because.
Hey, are they ready to go yet?
It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
It is where it's happening, as usual. Johnny Gordy, what?
It's the Mad Pat.
It is the Mad Pat. Johnny Gordy in the morning, and we're overlooking State Street in glorious Madison, Wisconsin, if you're tuning in for the very first time. I am. And we encourage you to listen to the Civic Media app. Check it out. Well, you can get us anywhere in the world.
That's
the app,
right.
Right?
It's global.
That's what I hear.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Civic Media app is free to download and free to use.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just check us out there. And then, of course, you can text us or give us a voice
note.
Yep. You can get a voice note.
Yeah. And we haven't gotten a lot of voice notes, just one that you guys seem to overplay.
Well, it's a brand new feature.
Dramatically.
Yeah, let's play it again.
What?
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Yeah, see, I think Troy was just testing it to see if it worked.
Yeah,
I don't think he really meant that.
No.
But yeah. We like to play it.
No, we love everybody out in Mount Horeb. You know, the grumpy troll.
Yeah,
great
the trolls.
Great place to go. And, of course, the apple cider brewer out there as well.
Yeah.
Right next door.
It's kind of overcast this morning. 8 minutes past the hour. Yeah. It's cloudy. It's feeling a little humid. I think the dew point is pretty high.
I would assume it is, yes.
Guessing.
Very uncomfortable.
We could have some showers and thunderstorms at times today. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on, find out the weather for this week. Did you have a good weekend, John?
Well, yeah, it was okay.
I went to the protests on Saturday.
It's good for you. Good
huge
for you.
Crowd. Yeah. Huge crowd. And it was all very peaceful. No problems there, but it was started at the Library Mall with the women's march at noon and then or get together there and then they marched up State Street up to the Capitol.
Did you
massive
make it down
crowd.
There?
Yeah.
The Library Mall, did you see that event?
I did, yes.
And did they dress like clowns?
They did. There were lots of clown-like, costumes and all kinds of signs. I mean, a huge collection of clown-like gear. And, it was really good. Really good.
I really wanted to make it, but herding my two sons, not easy. Not easy.
No.
And we eventually gave up.
Well, it went on till about 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
and
that's what I hear.
Yeah, and then of course, traffic was crazy.
I know that everybody wanted to get home to see the military parade.
Yes. Thank goodness they had a lot of television coverage of that. Because,
yes, yes.
You know, it wasn't as jam-packed as I thought they would.
No.
I was expecting huge crowds.
It was very comfortable, wasn't it? I mean, you know, people had a lot of room, elbow room.
Apparently, there was plenty of additional seating in the bleachers.
And
there.
That was nice. You know, people could find a seat right away.
Looked like the president fell asleep a couple of times during the march.
That's what it looked like to me.
It wasn't all that...
I personally think he was actually just dreaming about... You could see him kind of maneuvering and, you know, grouchy scowl on his face.
Going in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, and then he'd kind of like, you know, move his head back quickly. It was like,
He was tired.
Here I am.
He was busy. He was tired.
He was trying to... Well, barely keeping consciousness out there in the stands. That was possibly. That was really an embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that, you know. Mm. I just on the way here, I was looking at pictures of it, and they had a back shot of where Trump sat, and he was standing up, I guess, you know, that he was giving his speech or something like that. But he was standing up in front of him across the street.
Yeah.
Empty. Empty seats.
No, really? Oh, that's stupid. Well, there was a lot of, there was rain and thunderstorms in the forecast.
That was it.
I'm sure that kept a lot of people away.
Oh, I'm sure that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was too bad. I don't think he's going to live that down. I won't let him forget. That's for sure.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Tiffany Hobbs. She's from Los Angeles radio station KFI AM, big station in L.A.
Yeah.
And
she's
going to give us the lowdown on what's been happening in Los Angeles for the last week or so.
Right.
And, of course, we'll be talking to Pam Yonke here in about 10 minutes or so. Get the food and farm report from the Midwest. Lots of things coming up. Over the weekend, couple of weeks we had our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest.
Yes, yeah.
And I was able to get a hold of one of our grand prize winners. Do you have that queued up there, Don?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Let's play it.
All right, let's listen to
All
this.
All right, let's listen.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Gordy. I'm calling for Trace. From
this is he? Wait, is this Gordy of John and Gordy?
This is. How you doing?
Cool. Hey, man. What's up?
Well, let me tell you. You have been selected as one of our grand prize winners in our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest.
Are you kidding me?
No. I'm not kidding you at all.
Oh, my God. I told my wife. I was like, I'm going to manifest this. We're winning it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I love you guys. I listen every day on the way to work.
Well, Trace, you have won a 2-night stay in the White Lace Inn in Sturgeon Bay in Door County. Wow, congratulations.
That's nice. Oh, that's great. I can't believe it. Yeah. I just told my wife that I'm going to win this contest because I never win anything. So this is great.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations from everybody at Civic Media and at WMDX. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you all. I love your guys' show. I listen every morning.
Terrific.
Thanks, Gordy. I appreciate you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
That
so
is nice.
Trace is a happy
nice.
Camper there.
So wholesome. Yeah. Very wholesome.
Yeah.
That's a great place to go to. Man, he is so
lucky.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so lucky.
That'll be a good time. And we had another grand prize winner. I don't have that one with me today, but another grand prize winner who won a bed and breakfast at up at Baraboo at the
big
Ringling House.
Big fan of who?
Actually, listening on a different station, WHMS.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Okay.
Well,
I don't have it
that's
in front
great.
Of me.
Right.
We had
so many stations in the Civic Media Group.
25, I think.
Yeah.
25 and counting, yes. So, let's
see. I stopped counting at 20.
Did you?
Okay. I don't know why I said that. I just did.
Well, let's check the history books here. Dom has been working all weekend long to gather the information up. And what do you got for us this morning?
I'm very
Producer
excited
Dom?
For this. I'm very excited for this. I love this segment. I love every day whenever we do this segment. All right.
Well, should we interrupt him because we have the National Day calendar?
Sure, I guess.
I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
really,
no,
we don't really.
We switch.
Do
we
the
don't
National
do the
Day
National.
Calendar.
Yeah, we don't do it
right?
anymore.
Well,
we
no, just, we don't do the National Day calendar, but we do want to know what we're missing today, right?
I guess you're right. Let's go check it.
All right. Let's hang on a second now. And you caught me unprepared here.
Well, I know that.
It's National Fudge Day.
Ah.
That's the only thing on the calendar.
What?
That's it.
That's it.
One thing. National Fudge Day.
It's like we're skipping this day then.
So go up to the Dells and have some fudge. Okay, back to you, Dom.
All right, let's go history here. We got in 1884, the first purpose-built roller coaster, the Switchback Railway, was made and actually used. So
1884? First roller coaster.
I would have been very scared if I went on that roller coaster.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust it.
Well, I know, you know. How would the guy introduce it, right?
I don't know.
This is the very first roller coaster. Anybody want to volunteer?
Because that's the way they talked back then. They did talk like
they
that.
They did talk like that.
Yeah. Do I have some volunteers?
It may look dangerous, but it's
Hold
exciting.
Hold on to your hats. Okay. What else?
All right. And then in 1903, the Pepsi Cola Company forms.
Oh, well, what a moment that
very,
was.
Very, very, very nice there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then in 1933, the FDIC is created. So. There we go.
All right. That's really exciting.
Absolutely fascinating there. So.
Were you, way back when, you know, Gordy and I go back, were you a big Pepsi fan or a Coke fan? You know, there were the groups.
Always always Coca-Cola for me because my grandfather drank Coca-Cola and worked at a bottling plant for a while, Coca-Cola bottling
Good
plant.
Good reason. So, yeah. Well, so how about the flavor? Were you... Hip to the flavor?
Well, Pepsi's too sweet for me.
That's what I was thinking,
you know,
too.
It's, you know, but Coca-Cola, it's got a little kick to it.
See, I always go with the underdog, and I really wanted to back Pepsi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and everybody liked Coke.
Yeah.
And everybody still loves Coke, man.
Sure. Okay. But,
I don't know. All right. So
go ahead.
Anyway, all right. Then
I'm done with that one.
We're not condoning any use of any illegal products. Okay.
All right. And then we'll go to birthdays here.
All right.
Tupac, 1971.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday was today.
Okay.
Catherine Graham, who I didn't know. I had to search that up. 1917.
Go ahead.
Yeah. She was the, she made the Washington Post. She transformed into the most leading newspapers in the U.S. today.
That's true.
And then Bob Ryland.
I have no idea who this is.
1920. He was the first African-American to play professional tennis.
Oh, really?
I should have known that.
Huh. Bob Ryland. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's
Did you have a good weekend? By the way, you went camping, right, Tom?
I did.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Unfortunately, I went camping. I went to...
what do you mean, unfortunately? What happened?
I went to Governor Thompson, about an hour north of Green Bay, and it rained the entire time. It downpoured. Every second. I mean, we tried to make a fire. It went out after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have a tent?
We made a tent. It was kind of janky, but we ended up making it. And we only spent like half a night there, and then we left early in the morning.
What? Just half a night?
Yeah. We gave up. We gave up. I realized I'm not good outside, so I tend to just stay inside.
Any mosquitoes out there? Or
where did you stay inside?
I just went into my car. We ended up sleeping in my car. So.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But in terms of mosquitoes, I have a couple on my foot. I have one on my butt cheek. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got quite a few right now.
They find different places to go.
Wow.
Yeah, that should be a lesson. Dom, never go camping again. I learned my lesson back then as well. So, golden age, you know, you learn never go camping.
Well, I mean, when it's raining, that's miserable.
No, it's miserable no matter what.
Really?
You got to sleep on the ground. That's not that's
spiders
not
on
cool.
our tent and everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Mattress,
bugs, snakes, and
spiders,
and horseflies.
Yeah,
bad stuff.
Well, we're glad you survived.
You know, with hotels and all that stuff and all these resorts, why would you ever sleep outside in a tent? What is wrong
with
you people?
How about a cabin? Would you go for a cabin?
Yeah, or definitely a cabin. Yeah. Sure.
I like a cabin, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough. So that was your weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. And then I have my birthday tomorrow, so I'm expecting big things tomorrow.
That's right.
How old are you
going
to be?
I'm going to be 22, the ripe age of 22.
22.
That's really sad. All right.
What's sad about that?
So much to learn. So many things to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. All right. Coming up right around the corner, we've got Pam Yonke. What's she going to be talking
Big
about?
Big tip, do not deal pot, okay? Do not deal pot.
Where did that come from? What are you talking about?
Well, John's giving me life lessons out here.
Yes, that's right. Life lessons. Don't do it.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk to Jesse Christensen. He's with Cannabis DNP. And
see, now you can learn a little bit more about it.
He's going to be telling us about cannabinoid therapeutics. There's a whole new, I don't know.
He's got a lot
product line of taffy or something. It's like not gummies, but taffy.
Wow.
Cannabis taffy. Okay. 19 past the hour. Pam Yonke is right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning. Don't you go anywhere.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're
hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. Kind of a rainy morning after all. Yeah, I got to say this. This is really scary and ghostly.
What are you talking
about? But I turned my car on this morning and my windshield wipers are going.
Yeah.
And the back windshield wiper was on. I didn't do that. That wasn't something I switched on. I don't know how my car knew it was raining and put the wiper blades on.
Well, it's a smart car.
But it completely freaked me out. No, it's not a smart car. So I don't know what happened.
Okay.
All right, just a little note.
Thank you for that report.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got some drizzle, some light rain right now, and temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll get up to about 80 today. It's going to be warm and humid this afternoon. Pam Yonke joins us now from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, morning, guys. You know what? Mine does the same thing. Automatically turns on. My back windshield wipers don't, but my front one will all of a sudden just randomly start. If it feels any moisture on my windshield, it did it yesterday afternoon. I was coming from Baraboo, and all of a sudden, I didn't even notice the raindrops or, you know, the speckles on my windshield, but it did. So
yeah. But you know, but the thing is, the back window.
That one would have. That mine doesn't do that.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
Freak you out.
It was weird. I'm still kind of freaked out about that. Oh, yeah, man.
So give us a recap of your weekend. How about breakfast on the farm?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
You talk about freaked out. That's the way a lot of little people were feeling on Saturday when they got up close to some of the dairy cows at the Hinchley Dairy down by Cambridge. First of all, thanks to all the volunteers. Thanks to everybody that showed up. They were guessing north of 5,000 people that were there starting at 7 a.m.
Wow.
The line. I got a chance to have a pancake. I looked down to eat my pancake. I looked back up, and all of a sudden there was a swarm of humanity waiting to stream into the machine shed for breakfast. So it really happened fast, but it was a well-coordinated effort, and I thought it was really interesting to see what people are gravitating towards. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the cows. The cows are the big attraction. Everybody wants to see them and kind of get a little perspective on how big they are.
Yeah.
But it was also cute to see they had three barn kitties, and kids could line up to hold the barn kitties.
Oh.
Now,
oh.
I mean, babies of any kind are cute, but when you put barn kitties with little kids, it was just, if you want to see the pictures, I've got some up at Midwest Farm Report and Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. But, and the moms and the parents would be with the little kids so they didn't hurt the kitties or do anything like that. But I thought to myself, holy man, are those kitties going to sleep well tonight? Because they've been passed through how many hundreds of hands through the course of the morning. But no, it was really well done. Third time that the Hinchleys had hosted it. Mm-hmm. So again, like we said, really, really well done for sure.
All right.
That's excellent. You know, Cambridge is quite a nice little town.
It is.
Been through there a number of times.
Yeah. Great little shops over there. Love them.
Yep.
Now, we did talk about the artisan butter last week.
Right.
Well, now let's talk about the food and beverage innovation camp that's going on. Kekkonen is putting this in.
Well, they're part of it. So I didn't know that this was going on. If you live or have drive through the Jefferson area. So what they're calling this is a food and beverage innovation campus. Mm. And what they're doing, Jefferson County, I don't know if you're aware, is home to quite a few different food companies. Nestle Food is down there. There's a lot of different food-related companies.
Jones,
and now they've decided to try to bring them all together in this Food and Beverage Innovation Campus.
Mm-hmm.
Kekkonen is the first to financially commit to building their factory there, and that's already underway. According to the economic development people that are connected with it, they said they've already invested about $563 million to create this welcoming area. And one of the reasons why Jefferson is so well suited for this is the workforce. That's something that Jefferson touted for a long time, and they want to continue to bank on that. So this looks like it is very well supported, not only in Jefferson County as far as public monies, but also as far as the agribusinesses and food companies that are interested in coming there. The next phase after they get started with the actual brick and mortar of the food manufacturing side of things will be focusing in on creating the residential element for all the employees that these companies are going to be needing. They said they know that they're out there, but they want to make sure they're close to where they're going to have to work. So that'll be the next phase.
That's great. Okay. All right, let's talk about border collies, because I have one. I have a two-year-old that just can't stop working in the yard.
Yeah, I used to have one, too. Yeah. They're great dogs. Yeah.
Oh, so long as you've, like, to your point, so long as you've got something for them to do.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what Cooper, the 6-year-old border collie, a 15-year-old 4-H girl named Addison Conley up in Galesville in Trempealeau County, has been fascinated and partnered up with her dogs really since she was a little kid. And through 4-H, the Clover kid, she got started with this dog, Cooper, who's now 6. They are on their way to Portugal in a couple weeks for the 4-H Team USA Junior Open Agility World Championship. The dog's going along right now. He's going through his shots and making sure he's got papers. He has 7 different commands just to get him through the jump obstacle.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, don't they usually use like signals? But she uses
she did. She
verbal.
Uses her voice now. Yep, she did use hand signals, and now Cooper's so good she can use her voice.
So this is happening in Portugal. Why Portugal? Why?
Because it's an international.
Oh,
international.
Yeah.
It's like the 4-H Team Olympics.
Okay.
So this will be 4-H kids from around the world in Portugal doing this.
You know, they've got border collie competitions right here in Wisconsin.
Do they?
I've went to a few.
Border collie competitions all over the
all
world.
All over, huh?
Go to Ireland and watch how they work those border collies.
Oh, yeah. Well, got to give them something to do, and give them a lot of competitions is one way of doing it.
Got to keep them busy.
They
want to work.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm on a tough schedule. Mine keeps me on a schedule.
Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe. Thank you so much, Pam.
All right, buddies. We'll talk to you Friday.
All right. That's good. Yep. Okay. 29 minutes past the hour, right around the corner. Idiocracy. We've got a lot to get to today. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the morning.
Can't wait.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Tariffs and global tensions are creating challenges for U.S. dairy to find new markets. I'm Pam Yockey, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I talked about it with Krista Harden. She is the CEO and president of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Their charge, trying to find new markets for U.S. dairy around the world, regardless of trade policies.
And that group started looking at homes for other products. And it was only about 5% in those days of what we were producing that needed to find a home. Now it's getting closer to somewhere 18, almost getting closer to 20% of high value, wonderful products that are produced by our dairy farmers across the country that need a home outside of our borders. We're already in, Pam. I think your listeners know this, in about 96% of households in the U.S.
Krista Harden, she's the CEO and president of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, talking with me on Friday. She says, despite that high usage rate of U.S. consumers and dairy, it's not enough to offset the tremendous production that U.S. dairy has. That's why they continue to forge those international relationships. You'll be able to find more with my conversation and Krista Harden on MidwestFarmReport.com. We'll get to the markets next.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was down a penny and a half, 183 and a half. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter to 183 and three quarters, while AA butter gained 2.5 cents to finish the week, 257 a pound. This morning, July corn's down 2, December new crop down 3 at 440. July soybeans are up 3, November new crop up a nickel at 1059. July wheat 7.5 cents lower currently, 536. July class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now down 2 at 1811 a hundredweight. There's your snapshot on where the markets stand on a Monday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yockey.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them.
let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Weightless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Ah, they're always dumb. And finally, we caught another dumb one.
Yeah.
Vance Bolter.
Yeah.
Captured in a woods, major manhunt there, and they managed to have him crawl to them on the ground just to make sure he was somewhat safe. Still armed, though.
Yeah.
They have the killer in custody at this point in Minnesota.
We'll get to all of this in just a moment. It is 6:36, cloudy and rainy this morning. Maybe some showers and storms later today. Highs near 80. Right now, 65. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Yes, they captured that suspect, Vance Bolter.
Yes.
The shooting of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. He was arrested late last night and overnight. Largest manhunt in Minnesota's history. He's charged with two counts of murder and second degree and two counts of attempted murder in the second degree. Shooting allegedly State Representative Melissa Hortman and killing her and her husband. They were shot on Saturday. Same gunman shot Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, who survived this attack. And that's where things stand this morning. So he's been captured.
Hey, why don't you cue up cut 145 for us? This is a TV reporter talking about who Vance liked most. Listen.
We even asked about Mr. Bolter's political affiliations. And David Carlson, once again, his roommate and best friend, known him since fourth grade, did say Bolter voted for Trump and that he was a strong supporter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it kind of clears that up. I mean, the right wing, of course, saying that he's a liberal
because he had worked for a while with Governor
for
Tim
a
Walz.
While, but yep, and the previous governor was also a Democrat.
Ah,
so it was a volunteer thing. It's a kind of a citizen panel, and they ask people to be on it, and he's been on that a few times. So yeah. Yeah,
but supposedly. Voted for Trump.
Oh yeah, big Trump fan, and he's a Christian nationalist as well. I have another cut here, cut 146, and this is an example of him dancing and preaching on stage for Jesus. Let's listen.
And I'm just as excited about Jesus.
Et je suis juste excité
right
de
here,
Jésus.
Right now.
Jusqu'à présent, mais maintenant.
And when I get excited,
et quand je suis excité,
I want to dance.
Je veux danser.
And what Jesus did for me,
c'est que Jésus a fait pour moi.
Jesus is God.
Jésus est Dieu.
Must have told him to
he saved my life.
Kill some people.
I'm excited about God.
Je suis excité de Dieu.
And I want to worship him.
Oh, je l'adore.
Because he's coming again. And
Jésus,
he's excited.
Il revient encore.
And he's got plans.
Yeah.
He's got plans
de plans
and purposes
et le dessin
for each one of you
pour chacun de vous ici
and for me
et pour moi aussi.
There you go.
So that's Vance Bolter.
So that was God's, I guess, plans for Bolter, and that is to kill people. Mm. And he's pro-life, by the way, just to let you know as well. So,
wow.
Yeah, well, that says a lot.
Well, the good news is he's been captured.
Yeah.
And now we'll face those charges.
Well, you know, I mean, this is kind of going to catch on, I think, as well. Members of several far-right MAGA-affiliated groups are now urging members to carry out acts of violence against protesters. Yeah. And the Wall Street Journal reported Friday that members of the Proud Boys were making violent threats on their app Telegram. One Proud Boy organizer reportedly said, "You just have to impale a few of them," while another declared, "It was a riot season again. Shoot a couple, the rest will go home."
Mm. Wow.
And that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yep. Well, it's not a funny Idiocracy today.
Nope. A lot of tragedy.
Yeah. But you know what? I got a web wisdom for you here.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is somebody who's saying, you know, they hear as well as we have been hearing that a lot of people are saying, "This is what you voted for. This is what you voted for." Well, and they're saying, "No, this isn't what we voted for."
No.
Well, you know what? No, you did vote for this. Let's listen.
"Nah, MAGA, come back to the front. Come back to the front. Y'all was all loud and bold and proud of everything. No. This is exactly what you voted for. Don't sit up here talking about something you were lied to. No, baby, you believed the lie you told yourself. You were trying to rationalize the thoughts of an irrational person, and now you sitting up here acting like you're in confusion. Nah, baby, this is exactly what you voted for. Now that Meemaw and Papa don't have the Medicare coverage they need to take care of dialysis, now you talking about something that's not what you voted for. Now that he took away research funding for cancer treatment and the HIV vaccine, oh, now this ain't what you voted for. Now that you and your kids can't eat no more because he took away SNAP benefits because you're disabled and can't get medicated for you and your kids no more, now that ain't what you voted for. Oh, no, baby, you voted for it all. You voted for it all. But because you thought it was going to affect people who look like me and other marginalized communities, you was more than willing to vote for him because you thought it was not going to affect you. I'll say it once, I'll say it twice, I'll say it 3,000 times. Unless you are a millionaire, billionaire, or a dictator, you are a minority as well to that man." Wow. "And now the rest of us got to find out because you decided to F around."
Yep. There you go.
It's a web wisdom.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
All right.
Telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Phone lines are open, by the way. 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK. Matt, if you want to give us a call back, we had your call, but we lost your call. You can chime in. Again, 608-879-8255.
We have Lynn out in Golden Valley suggesting that maybe the AI on my phone turned the wipers on.
Yeah, your wipers just automatically came on, especially the back wiper this morning.
Yes,
freaked you out. Huh?
The back wiper really freaked me out because you got to kind of turn a little knob at the end of the arm to get that
just
to work. I don't know.
Knew somehow I'm just it was like, raining.
Yeah. It blew my mind. Yeah, I'm in the car thinking it's haunted. You know, this is another Christine.
Well, do you think maybe one of the boys took your car out last night when you were asleep? Maybe they were out and driving around. It was raining.
Yeah,
let him borrow the car?
That's a really good explanation.
Are they trustworthy?
Well, I only have one son that drives, but he doesn't like to drive my car.
Oh, he doesn't?
All. No.
Why not? It's a problem.
It's too small, and
a tall guy.
I had the windows tinted because as I was driving around when I was doing the census, that sun really, really baked the inside of the car. So I had the windows tinted, but they aren't real dark tints, but just enough where he is uncomfortable driving at night because of the tinted windows, something I didn't think about. Mm. But anyway, yeah, that's one possibility, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But I do have something. I have something else here, and this is David Glosser. You know who he is?
David Glosser.
He's the uncle of Stephen Miller.
Oh.
Crazy man Stephen Miller of the administration. He calls Stephen an immigration hypocrite. And this was his interview with Anderson Cooper. Listen.
Okay.
Piece you wrote, you describe your nephew, Stephen Miller, as an immigration hypocrite. What do you mean by that?
It's an important question. And I have to preface my response by saying that I wrote this article more in sadness than in anger or resentment. Our family history is entirely dependent upon the fact that our family was able to escape from a terrible situation in what is now the country of Belarus. Had we not been able to enter America when we did, Stephen Miller would never exist.
And so this notion of chain migration, which is something the administration calls the opportunity for somebody who's come to the United States to apply to get their parents to come, their cousins, brothers or sisters to come, that has been part of your family history, of Stephen Miller's family history.
That is the classic story of virtually everybody in America who isn't a Native American or who was brought over unwillingly as a slave. That's everybody's story.
You referred to your nephew Stephen as an immigration hypocrite. Do you see this administration itself as hypocritical? The First Lady, her parents, just got citizenship based on what the administration would call chain migration.
Well, let's think of it for a second. As far as I understand, Mr. Trump's grandfather came over, or either his father or his grandfather came over as an immigrant from Germany, trying to avoid draft into the German army. He's trying to find a new life here in the United States. And he is married as a what's the count now? Three immigrant women in the United States, and has just through chain migration, her parents have been made citizens of the United States, and I welcome them.
Do you see a racial component in this administration, how they view this issue?
You know, all those epithets are the sorts of things which were said about Jews, Irish, Poles, Hungarians, and virtually Italians, Sicilians, Sardinians, everybody from Southern Europe, Eastern Europe, from the Balkan countries, were all condemned and vilified by the so-called America Firsters of their day. I mean, these people were described frequently as slime pumped out of the mud tanks of Europe, rapists, murderers, thieves, gangsters. It is hard to escape the conclusion based on the administration's actions and policies rather than their rhetoric. It's hard to escape the conclusion that they want to disadvantage people coming from countries based on their religion, based on their ethnicity, and based on their countries and regions of origin.
Did it surprise you that Stephen was involved in this? Many see him as a leading voice in this in the administration.
Sadly, it's no surprise. It appears that much of his professional identity and his personal identity has been wrapped up in this particular issue, though I do not know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And his name again?
That's David Glosser.
And he's Stephen Miller's uncle?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I've heard him speak before about Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
And
He's trying to explain, some insight into the crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a little background on him, so you kind of understand what's going on. Why don't we go to the phones? We got Joe on the line. Joe, what do you got for us this morning?
Oh, so much to do. You know, I wanted to comment on the fabulous parade, of course, with the squeaky tanks and the empty stands.
Right.
One person described it as a triumph of the will, designed by Bart Simpson, and I thought that was a nice
Yeah.
But I did want to comment on the immigration hypocrisy and just to add another layer to it, because, you know, Trump had a very bad weekend, as we know, and came out with this incredibly aggressive message that he's going to be directing ICE to be upping their game and going to blue cities, New York, Los Angeles again, and Chicago. But at the same time, he said, we're having an effect here in terms of a bad effect on ag and hospitality industries. And so he's asking ICE to halt raids on people working in hotels, farms, restaurants, meatpack. So, okay, so what are we getting down to? Like the home health care aides and roofers? I mean, it's just like if you go and you seek an exemption, every industry is going to go seek an exemption. Of course. And so it'll be interesting on who gets to see the wrath of Donald after this poor showing on the weekend.
That's right.
So great the hypocrisy point, Joe. Layers up pretty nicely. It's a big layer cake.
It is a layer cake.
Put it that way.
Joe, thank you for
Thanks,
your call.
Joe.
Appreciate it.
It's a good point.
Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claim that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Catherine Lake, station manager of WMDX, and here is my plea to you, dear listener. Whether you love them or hate them, please vote John and Gordy Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. The link is right there on our homepage, WMDXradio.com. And I say this not because they're paying me. They are. But the point is this. They may actually not be the best, but you can find a lot worse on your radio dial. Am I right? I mean, really, have you heard some of the crap that's out there at this hour? Boring, insipid. Who wants to hear that first thing in the morning? At least John and Gordy give you accurate weather information, and Peterson seems to be relatively informed. They show up for the Madison Night Market. That's not easy when you're getting up at 4 a.m. They tell you about pets available at the Humane Society. Oh, and poor Dominic. He didn't know what he was getting into, but let's put a vote in for John and Gordy and Dominic Lee. Do it for Dominic. WMDXradio.com.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too.
Yeah, me too.
Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Thank you.
We love you too, Cesar.
We do.
She follows our show a little after 8 o'clock right
here. Right here on WMDX 92.7.
Rain showers this morning, and we could be in for some thunderstorms along the way, high near 80. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, passion over profit. They're family-owned, and they help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They've got an excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Sounds good to me. You know, we're going to talk about the parade, shall we?
The big parade in Washington, D.C.? Yeah.
You know, it's raining a little today. Maybe everybody should just stay home just like they did for the parade.
Well, here in Madison, yes. We've got showers right now, and the leaf blower guys are out there in the rain.
Well, you never know.
Trying to find leaves, apparently, but pushing water around on the sidewalk. I guess it helps clean things up.
I think
up.
He knows something we don't, you know?
So what about the parade in Washington, D.C.? They had showers.
Well, Trump is saying that it was a major success, you know, and a lot of people were worried that it would be downpours of rain. So, right. You know, maybe some people stayed at home, yeah. But certainly a lot of people, the entire stands stayed at home.
Well, they were predicting 250,000 people might show up for this thing. I don't think it quite made that.
No, I don't think so. Maybe a couple thousand at the most. Mm. You know, I saw a picture this morning of him standing up in the stands. This was a back shot of Trump in his stands.
Yeah.
And he was facing the street, and the stands across the street were completely empty. And you would think those would be the most high-in-demand stands.
Yes.
But, you know, no one was there. No one was there. It was laughably bad and certainly something that he is never going to live down, not on this side of the aisle anyway. You know, and I'm not, you know, we're not political in that way, but, you know, we do at least recognize there are two sides of the aisle. And one side, the left side, is going to be remembering this for a long time.
Well, I noticed some of them, you know, I saw some of the video, and there were, you know, a few tanks rolling through the streets, and then they had some squeaky tanks. They were squeaky, rusty old tanks, and then they had some guys that were just walking. Some of the army guys dressed in fatigues, they weren't marching. They were just walking. They weren't marching, you know, uniformly. There was like no. Cadence to it at all.
I've got a post here on X, and it explains it. Former Army here, it takes about a week of drill in basics to learn how to march. Once you do, it's ingrained in you for life. You know how to self-correct if you fall out of step. Mm. And if there isn't a commanding officer leading the march, there's a designated point person within the ranks to call out left, right, left, right, if they notice there's disorder in the cadence, right? So this cluster thing of a parade leaves me with only one conclusion. This was a silent protest, a foxtrot delta tango, if you will.
Foxtrot delta tango?
Yeah, of course.
What a great name for a band. That's write that one
Don't
down.
Give
send
anybody
it over
an
to rocker.
Idea. Yeah, rocker should take care of that one.
Okay.
Of course, you know, there were a few signs out there as well.
There were.
Yeah.
Lots of signs.
I jotted down a few of them here. Our expectations for you were low, but holy F. or you know it's bad when a straight white guy makes a sign, which I thought was one of the better ones. I think you texted one, no parking anytime.
Right.
They took the park off, so it's just no king anytime.
Yeah, I saw a few of those.
Yeah. Five times draft dodgers don't get military parades.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do that taco. Oh. Tacos to go. That was one of them. But did you see the videos on X?
People they dressed up as tacos?
Yes, tacos, and they had taco tanks.
Oh, man.
Oh, those were gorgeous. Mm. Yes, real patriots don't join the Gestapo. They stop them. J.D. Vance puts his cast iron skillet in the dishwasher. Stop pretending.
What?
I know.
What is that about?
Well, people had some issues. he's not the Midwestern everybody thinks. Stop pretending your racism is patriotism. Mm. Yes, your red hat does make your D look smaller. Why do I protest? It's easier than hiding in my family in an attic. Twinkle, twinkle, little czar, Putin put you where you are.
Wow.
I fought fascism in 1945. At 102, I'm doing it again. Clean up on aisle 47. Imagine being afraid of diversity, but not dictators. Mm. You know it's bad when an introvert shows up. If Kalman were president, we'd be at brunch right now. You're eating the checks. They're eating the balances. Elect a clown, expect a circus. If Melania doesn't have to live with him, Why do we have to?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and how about this? Right. Does this ass make my country look fat?
That's very creative sign making.
Well, I do like that one.
Yeah.
A dog wore this. Nobody is eating the dogs.
Yeah, I did see that one too. Yeah. Those are excellent signs.
Oh, yes, and yeah, this is kind of a takeoff on some super callous, fragile, bigot, sexist, he's atrocious.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Very creative signs.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we are going to check in with Tiffany Hobbs. She is she works at KFI AM in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, been covering the protests out there in L.A.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have her live from L.A. Coming up in about a half hour or
yes,
so.
Yes, yes.
And a whole lot more coming up right around the corner. We will keep you posted. We'll also check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what is going on with the weather for today and this week. All coming up on John and Gordy.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.